Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We know that Parshas, Vayakal, and Pekudei are very, very similar to the Parshas of Truma Tetzaveh, with Parshas Kisisa serving as a bridge. There's a lot to talk about why the necessity for what seems to be identical Parshas, a big machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, in Mukta Mu'uchar Batorah. Is it a response to Egel Azov? Was the intention always to have the Mishkan be built? There's a lot to talk about, but I wanted to perhaps learn an insight from the Nesiv HaShalom about two different mahalchin in terms of Avodas Hashem that are both legitimate and that we can learn from this week's Parsha. If you'll take a look at the first page, so we know Bitzal ben Uri at the beginning of the Parsha, Bitzal ben Uri ben Chulamati Yehuda Ases Kol Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. So Bitzal ben Uri, says the Torah, followed that which Hashem instructed Moshe. Very, very interesting language. Usually you're accustomed to be kasher shiv Hashem, but the Torah felt the need to say that it was that which Hashem instructed Moshe to tell Bitzalel. What's going on over here? So very famously, Rashi quotes the backdrop to the story, in which Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead, quotes the Gemara in Brachos, and he says, "B'shar Hashem laKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lechem or laBitzalel Asali Mikdash Asali Mishkan to Aron veKelim." So Hashem told Moshe to go build the Mishkan and the Aron and the Kelim. Halach Moshe, Moshe went v'hafach, and he reversed the order. V'amar lo Asay Aron the Kelim the Mishkan. First you build the Kelim, and then you build the Mishkan. So and then you build the Mishkan. So Amar lo, so Bitzalel says, "Minhago Shel Olam." So besides, I don't understand, Moshe. You're telling me first build the Kelim and then build the Mishkan, but the Minhag HaOlam is first you build the house and then you figure out how to furnish it. What's going on? The Atar Minhag HaSaron V'Kelim Mishkan. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Shema Kach Amelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseh Mishkan Aron V'Kelim Amelach Shema B'Tzel Kel Ha'itzav Yadata. Moshe says, good gezucht. You said the right thing. That's in fact what Hashem instructed us to do. First you build the Mishkan, and then you put the Kelim and you create the Kelim. What is going on here? Here you have the following sequence of events. Hashem tells Moshe, Mishkan and Kelim. Moshe comes and says, Kelim and Mishkan. Bitzalel says, what do you mean it should be Mishkan and Kelim? Moshe says, yeah, you're right. What a conversation. What a dialogue, the Gemara quotes, all quoted in Rashi. Ulechora says the Nesiv HaShalom, it seems yesh litmua eich yitachin shafach Moshe tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could Moshe have decided to reverse that which Hashem instructed him to give over to Bitzalel? V'chein tzarech bir mashi yesh lo Bitzalel min hago shel olam. And what's strange is not only that which Moshe instructed Bitzalel, the opposite of what Hashem had told him to do, but it's also strange what Bitzalel responded. Bitzalel responded, no, that's not min hago olam. Min hago olam? Ma'ina min hago shel olam klapei dvar Hashem. What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound by the Minhag HaOlam? What, because you think you have the logical understanding that we build the bias before we create the Kelim? It's against Minhag HaOlam. What, Hashem is bound by the regular rules? He has to consult interior designers in order to determine how to go ahead and build the Mishkan. The instructions of Moshe are very strange, and Bitzalel's response is very strange. What's going on over here? Umayisa Chua Moshe Bitzel Kel Hayisa. And he says, Otaka, you're right. What's going on over here? So Nesiv HaShalom says, before we try to address this issue, you have to know a Tosis. And the Tosis in Brachos tells us, Heichon matzinu shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mishkan tchila. Right? The Gemara said that Rashi quotes that Hashem Taka instructed Moshe first to build the Mishkan. It was Moshe who made the reversal. Where do you see that in the Torah? If you take a look in Parshas Truma, Vari Parshas Truma kasuv asu aron tchila. The first thing Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to do in Truma, which is the first introduction to how we're going to put this all together, Hitaka did instruct him to do the Kelim first, to build the Kelim first. Where in the world do we see that Hashem told Moshe to build the Mishkan first? V'tirzit the parshas kisisa k'siv es o'al moed, v'sa'aron le'edus v'gomez v'kokle ha'oel. So he says, don't worry, because in parshas kisisa Hashem does say you first have to build the Mishkan, and only afterwards the Kelim. Hainu Mishkan t'chilo v'yachar kach ha'kilim. Achein ha'guf ha'kasha? Lama v'parshas Truma nizkar ba'atorah tzivay ha'kelim kodim v'parshas kisisa kodim ha'mishkan v'yachakach ha'kelim. So Nesiv HaShalom says, I don't understand that either. In Truma, he says to Moshe, first do the Kelim, then do the Mishkan. And the next parsha, he says, two parshas later, he says, do the Mishkan, and then do the Kelim. What's going on over here? Okay. So the Siva Shlomo introduces something that I personally struggle with. And I think most people that are familiar or, you know, are somewhat exposed to the Sifrei Machshava and Musar, Chassidus perhaps, get a little bogged down by, and sometimes you need to take a step back. And he provides what I think is a very relatable, understandable issue that hopefully, if we internalize a little bit, it'll help us be better over the Hashem. V'yishlomar in api ma'da'amer b'taras ha'avos. One of the earlier Slonim Rebbes. The inyan ha'mishkan ushu saviv ha'kelim mora al inyan imuna. And imuna pshuta shi b'chinas or makif k'man da'amer v'emunas ha'siviv osecha. The Mishkan, which is that which is all-encompassing, that is emuna pshuta. We have to be surrounded with a basic, fundamental understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how we are to connect Him. V'hakelim, and what are the vessels? What do they represent? Moral in hasavos u'madregos shatzadikim masigim b'avodas Hashem. Then, after you have a very strong, foundational understanding of who Hashem is and what He expects from us in order to connect to Him, so then what's the next level? The next level is peeling away all the different layers of areas in which we don't fully understand. We have to learn more Nevuchim, and we have to learn Barabina Bechaya, and we have to learn Derech Hashem, all the much more complex layers and elements of understanding Hashem and our world. So there's Emunah Pshuta that completely surrounds us. That's the Mishkan. And then there are the Kelim, which are all the complex ideas that many of the Baalei Machshava attempt to address that we really try to understand. So listen to how the Nesiv HaShalom understands what's going on with this whole sequence of events and how things seem to be convoluted. Moshe Rabbeinu hayah b'madrega gavoh mo'od. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was already ready to deal with the Kelim. He had the Emunah Pshuta klar. There wasn't anything he was struggling with in the basic fundamental understandings of how Hashem runs the world. He wanted to get to the nitty-gritty. He wanted to get to what he calls the Hasagos, the real deep stuff. B'chira chafshas, and he saw all the major, all the important things that lay beneath the surface. So therefore, why did Hashem in Shruma instruct Moshe Rabbeinu to start with the Aron? Because Hashem understood Moshe Rabbeinu had the Emunah already. He had that Sviva. His issue was he needed to start understanding all the Madrigos, all the different levels, peeling away each layer one by one. And so therefore in Parshas Shruma, when Hashem is instructing Moshe Rabbeinu, He's going to start with the Kelim, because already the Mishkan's taken care of. If you'll notice in Parshas Truma where it does not mention anything about Betzalel yet, only with that which Hashem instructed Moshe directly, it makes a lot of sense. First talk about the Kelim which represent those deeper layers of understanding Hashem's world in the Machshava, and only afterwards. But in Parshas Kisisa, who comes on the scene? Betzalel comes on the scene. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe limnos es Betzalel avodas ha-mishkan. He says he's going to appoint Betzalel to build the Mishkan. Karasim shem Betzalel benur b'nchol mati Yehuda v'asur es kashen tzivi sicha nizkar o'el mo'en. At that point, when he's telling him that he's going to instruct Betzalel to build the Mishkan, what does he introduce as the first step? Not the Kelim. Emunah Pshuta, he's got to do the Mishkan. Nizkar tchil o'el mo'en v'achar kacha Kelim. Betzal is a representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can't deal with the nitty gritty yet. We got to make sure that the deep rooted understandings of Emunah Pshuta, of the basic fundamentals of the Yud Gilam Karim, of understanding who Hashem is and what we believe in, we got to get that ironclad before we can start telling him about the Kelim. So we first got to work on the Emunah Pshuta, the Emunah Pshuta, in short, in order to ensure that the Emunah is going to surround them. And then we can build the Kelim. What was Betzalel saying when he says Minhago Shel Olam? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bound by the Minhag of the world? That's not what Betzalel was saying. He wasn't telling him how the world naturally works. Hashem decides how the world naturally works. Ella Dargas Olam. Betzal was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, most of us are not like you. Most of us can't jump to the second step without having a foundational understanding of Hashem, without making sure that we're ensconced, that we're not making sure that we're really deeply connected. How am I going to talk about Bechira Chavshis if I'm not ready to accept 100% that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ribono Shel Olam? So Bezalel isn't telling him how the world works. Bezalel is telling you how we all think as normal, quote-unquote, people. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu. To Mishin Abba Madriga Eichel Laskel Mahasagos. V'lachem Tzrichayim Laskel Me'emun HaPshuta B'chinas HaMishkan. He said we got to start with the Mishkan, the Emun HaPshuta. All the bona bais, first you got to get the Emun HaStark. And the only Acharkach Mach the so-called Kelem Shemagil HaSagos. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that argument, you know what he said? You're right. He said, you must be in the shade of the Ribono Shel Olam because you're 100% spot on. I just lost my place. You know exactly what Hashem really wants. Because you're right. Now that I'm going back to that conversation, Bezalel, I remember, what was Hashem telling me in Parshas Kisisa? This is what you're going to tell Bezalel. Bezalel is the representative of all Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs the Emunah Pshuta. They need the Mishkan before they can get to the Kelim. Fine. Shemina Agom Shriach Yalasim Yorah Zemov. Zeb Perash Halach Moshe V'Hafach. Shlo Yivinas Kavanas Dvar Hashem B'Bchinas HaParash Yizinimsa Kilo Hefach. Tamash Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parashas Truma. And so on and so forth. So basically, in summary, and we'll get to one last point that I want to share with you. In summary, what was going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Aron and the Kelim. And that's because he already got the Emunah Pshuta. He got that environment. He understand. He was 100% clear about understanding how Hashem runs the world as Emunah Pshuta. He wanted to get to the next level of peeling away the layers of all the difficult, complex areas of understanding Hashem's world. And therefore, he only needed to focus on the Kelim, and Hashem knew that. Comes Bezalel and Parshas Kisisa, and Hashem realizes, I'm going to hand this off to Bezalel. Moshe, you're not going to build the base of the Mishkan. And so there, Bezalel, who's a representative of Klal Yisrael, they need to first work on their Emunah Pshuta before we can worry about the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu, not realizing it initially, comes to Bezalel and says, "No, build the Kelim, don't build the Mishkan." Bezalel says back, "Build the Kelim, don't build the Mishkan. That's not the Minhag HaOlam. What do you mean it's not the Minhag HaOlam? Hashem's bound by the..." No! Bezalel's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, "Moshe, we're not like you. We're not on your Madrega yet. We first need to get to the Emunah Pshuta to really understand and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the basic, most fundamental way before we can start getting to those complex discussions." To which Moshe at that point didn't just stop and be convinced. He didn't just flip a switch. He said, "Taka, you're right. Bezalel, you're representative of Klal Yisrael. And therefore we need to reverse it. Bezalel, Kela Yisrael, must be you understood exactly what the Ratzon Hashem is." And with that, says the Nesiva Shalom, look at the left-hand column, V'nimtza l'orzeh shebeiz ha-parshil shneim heim dvar Hashem. Says the Nesiva Shalom, both mahalchin, both approaches are correct. L'horuz derech ha-avod l'yudi, ve'elu ve'elu diber lukim chayim. This is one of those situations that it was a machlokis, quote-unquote, l'shem shamayim, where both approaches were totally legitimate. Shebeiz ha-drachim heim ha-emes, because both of them are absolutely true. Ki b'avodoso shel Yehudi, in the service of a Yehudi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarech shiyu gam inyan emunah, you got to make sure you have the emunah pshuta, v'gam inyan hasagos v'madregos. And you also have to have the hasagos and the deeper understandings. And I love this line, I'll close with this, u'kamam ha-baal shem tov, my zeida HaKadosh, z'chus ha-yogin aleinu, la'achar ko hasagosi, harin lokech es atmi el emunah pshuta, l'baal shem tov. Okay, the Baal Shem Tov says, with all the hasagos and all the complexities that I've jumped into throughout my life, at the end of the day, I got to go back to the basis of Emunah Pshuta. That's the Baal Shem Tov talking. Because if the Baal Shem Tov feels the need to go back to Emunah Pshuta, I don't know what that says about us. But what I'll tell you that it speaks to me so, so powerfully, and the insight is so incredible. And that is, I think oftentimes we fall into these traps that we're focused so much on understanding, and what if you don't understand that chok, and what if we try to understand this, and what if we don't understand that Rambam, and it's important. It's always important to continue to delve. But at the same time, sometimes we need to take a step back and ensure that we have the Emunah Pshuta, to not allow those additional hasagos, those additional layers, which are critically important to delve into, but not to complex our relationship with Hashem in a way that it paralyzes us. To sometimes take a step back and make sure that our yesodos, that our fundamental principles of our belief system, that our emunah is completely sevivo secha, as the pasuk says, that we are enveloped by it, that we understand that while we're going to journey out and go into some of these other areas that might be that much more complex, that we make sure that our emunah pshut is strong, that we have a belief system that is strong, that it's connected, that it's real, that it's clear, and only then can we then journey out into some of those more complex areas of our Torah, and that's perhaps something that we can learn out from this week's Parsha. Have a great day. Yeah.